Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
Dear men, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and that's our goal of this program, to simply open God's Word, to read it, and to learn more about it. I would invite you, if you would, we're going to talk about my best friend here in just a moment, and his name is Jesus Christ. Yes, a lesson titled Jesus Hour, and I've got a handful of things that Jesus is. And I'll go ahead and tell you now, if you want to find this lesson again or share it with a friend, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Now, there's two options when you get there. One, it says radio program. One, it says bulletin articles. You click on where it says the radio program, and from there you'll be directed. Now, this is program 159, which means there's 158 preceding it on there. And if the Lord permits time to stand, hopefully there'll be some after it. And you can listen to any of them online anytime, or they'll play right there on your computer or your phone. You can download them as well if you want to share them with a loved one. In fact, our lesson in front of us today is an article that I came across that I just enjoyed so much, I just wanted to share it with you. It comes from a publication. Now, this is an older edition of it, but they still offer this publication. It's the Voice of Truth International. It's published four times a year by the Choate family, and they're great missionaries, not only in the country, but also abroad. And this comes from the associate editor, Byron Nichols, and it's simply titled, Jesus Hour. Brother Nichols says, most, if not all, who are inclined to read these words would agree that Jesus Christ is the most dynamic, life-changing, powerful personality to ever enter this world. There are only a few of the adjectives that could be appropriately used to describe Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No one has ever had the impact upon humanity that Jesus had and still has. Far more books have been written concerning him than any other of the great number of outstanding men and women who have lived. It is just as the Apostle John wrote in John chapter 21 and verse 25, right there at the end of the book of John, and there are many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. John 21, 25. You know, John says in John chapter 20 and verse 31, these things are written that you might believe, and believing have life through his name. Perhaps then it would be helpful and enlightening for us to briefly consider just a few of the relationships that we have with this one called Jesus. You ready? Number one, Jesus is our creator. John chapter 1, 1 through 3, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. John 1, 1 through 3 clearly shows that Jesus was in the beginning with God, and that he was a vital part of that creative force that brought the whole world into existence from nothing. This corresponds with Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Jesus was there in the beginning. Number one, he is our creator. Number two, Jesus is our friend. You know, what a marvelous thought that we can claim Jesus Christ as our friend. Now, he said we can do this if we do what he commands of us. Jesus said in John 15, beginning in verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known of you. So number one, he is our creator. Number two, he is our friend. Number three, Jesus is our Lord. You know, the Bible repeatedly identifies Jesus as Lord. If he is our Lord, we are submissive to his direction and his authority. Without this, he cannot and he will not be our Lord. Number four, Jesus Christ is our Savior. You know, surely, you and I cherish the idea that Jesus is our Savior. He's the one that saved us from the guilt of our sins and from the punishment that's reserved for those who reject him. In fact, his name, Jesus Christ, means Savior. For he, Matthew 1, 21 following, shall save his people from their sins. We're looking at an article in the Voice of Truth International, an older edition by Byron Nichols, simply titled, Jesus is Our. And here's number 5, and probably after this one, I believe we're going to have to pause due to time constraints. But Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus is our Redeemer. Redeem means to buy back. So Jesus has bought us back. He has redeemed us. Notice Titus 2 and verse 14. Who gave Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He has become our Redeemer in that he purchased for us our freedom from sin. And thanks be to God, he did. We're going to have to pause our study. We'd like to hear a word from Brother Dearman about the Arlington Church of Christ. When we resume, we'll continue looking at what Jesus is here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here. If you're just tuning us in on Reading the Word, my name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to be the pulpit minister at the Arlington Church of Christ. And this is program 159 of Reading the Word, titled Jesus Hour. We've been looking at a couple of different things, looked at 5 so far, things that Jesus is. And if you want to study this lesson again anytime online, you may do so at the convenience of your home or your phone at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net, click on where it says radio programs, and find they're arranged by episode number and air date. So this is 159, Jesus Hour. And this is an article I found written by Byron Nichols, the associate editor of the Voice of Truth International, a publication that's still being published. This is an older issue, though, talking about things that Jesus is. And I love the article. I want to share it with you. And we keep our study going now with number 6, Jesus is our Lamb. You know, under the Old Testament, the law of Moses, the Mosaical sacrifices, they were specific. Among those sacrifices was that of a lamb with no spots or blemishes. Now, only Jesus in the New Testament time could qualify as our sacrificial lamb. 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He is our lamb, number 6. Number 7, Jesus is our propitiation. John says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 2, that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins. This means Jesus is the means of getting us back into the good grace and favor of God. Without him, we truly would be nothing, as the song says that we often sing. Notice, not only is Jesus our Lamb, not only is Jesus our propitiation, but stay on that letter P, Jesus is our peace. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, Paul says about Jesus, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and he's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Paul says Jesus is our peace, for really without him, there is no true peace. With him, we truly have peace, that perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding. To know Jesus, K-N-O-W, is to know K-N-O-W peace. N-O Jesus, know Jesus, is know N-O peace. It works both ways. He is our peace. Let's move on. What is Jesus Christ to you and I, dear friends? Number 9 on our list of our study of what Jesus is, he is our example. As a result of being God in the flesh, his human experience, Jesus Christ is definitely qualified to be our example, for he has shown us how to live victoriously. Notice, not just live, but we live victoriously. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, Peter says, "For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." He is our example of how to live victoriously. Number 10, what is Jesus Christ? Well, he is our shepherd. As Christians, we are the sheep of a shepherd who was willing to give his all for his flock. We read of that in John chapter 10, beginning in verse 11, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who owns sheep or not, sees the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. The wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling. He cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd." Let us rejoice, knowing that the Lord is my shepherd. Number 11, what is Jesus? He is our high priest. And by doing so, he offers sacrifices to God for us. The Father will give careful attention to what our high priest says and does, because Jesus understands our weakness. He was tempted like we are. Hebrews 4, beginning in verse 14. "Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." He knows. He's been here. He is our high priest. In conjunction with that, he is our advocate, our intercessor, and our mediator. Even though we are Christians, we still continue to sin at times. Jesus pleads our case before God, asking the Father to be merciful and to forgive our sins when we are willing to repent. 1 Timothy 2:5, we have a mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Number 13, he is our judge. You know, Jesus is going to be the judge on that last day. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and he will exercise judgment that is totally fair, remembering his own human experience. His judgment will be without prejudice and will reflect his perfect wisdom and holiness." He is our judge. And finally, number 14, Jesus is our hope. To be without hope is surely one of the greatest miseries that mankind can ever encounter. We are told what our hope is, according to Paul in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1, "And those who die without having ever become faithful, they die without hope. But those who hear his name, who wear his name and obey his will proclaim his message of hope, for Jesus is our hope." You know, the scriptures include several more identifiers of Jesus that are not included in our lesson today, but hopefully these will suffice in renewing our appreciation for him. There could hardly be a more appropriate way to close these thoughts about Jesus than say what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." Amen, Brother Nichols. That's an article titled Jesus Hour. Appreciate you being with us here on Reading the Word. That's going to suffice it on our time for today. Once again, anytime online that you would like to study again in the comfort of your own home, you may do so at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. And we're never going to charge a dime, never ask any money out of you. Everything on here is always free. We provide this for you, just appreciative of the time that you have loaned us today to study God's Word. But readingtheword.net, click on where it says the radio program. This is episode or program 159, and all of them are archived online anytime just for you. If the good Lord permits us to be here for another week, we will return with another topic of study, and we look forward to spending that time in God's Word with you. May the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.